Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675679.
If you're looking for hardwood floors, normally I would tell you to check out Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. But this is a special week, and this is a special time of year. If you want hardwood floors, you need to wait. Wait until this Friday and Saturday, because Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 12th annual warehouse sale, and this is going to be a blowout. Huge discounts from all their manufacturers on flooring, including hardwood, laminate, and that luxury vinyl plank flooring, which I just purchased and I just installed. Pre-shop all of their locations, but make sure you're there Friday or Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, because you will get the deal of the year. Normally, deep discounted prices. Now, they just blow it out and want to get it out the door. So, for all you need to know, BoardwalkHardwood.com. It's their 12th annual warehouse sale. Starts this Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, BoardwalkHardwood.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online, you'll get an instant decision, and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com, that's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Win up to $1 million during Million Dollar Football Fury at Hollywood Casino St. Louis, with 10 winners every hour from 6 to 10 p.m. each Friday in September.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Between your legs.
What?
Head between your legs.
Hair between what?
Head.
Hold on, stop the music. What did it say?
Yeah, you want to play?
Hope you get some, yeah.
Hair between your legs.
Hair between your legs. That's puberty humor. That's puberty humor. We don't go for that. Well, edit that out. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 22nd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Dental Clinic, where I've gone for 42 years. Holy cow. That's right. Sat down in that chair for the first time as a little 8-year-old boy. I was so nervous and scared 42 years ago. And then I realized everything was going to be okay. And never went anywhere else. We'll talk more about Ballast Dental Care and why you should make your first appointment after this.
Hey!
And then the joke will be brought to you by Amini's. That's right. We have so much advertising, we can hardly get it all in here. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say? The control board is manned by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel
Nicolaus. Yes, they are, 28 years.
Which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and if you are getting ready to get... What?
All right, go ahead.
Huh? If you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it would be a perfect time to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
And now here to explain what SIPC and NYSE mean, Eon the Peon.
NYSE is the New York Stock Exchange, SIPC is the Securities and
Inventory
Personal Connection
Corporation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
You thought you were going to get me.
I did. You showed me. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No, I don't think you can. I'm not Catholic, but I don't think you can.
What? Maybe Dan can answer. He was Catholic.
What?
Oh, he's thinking about trying to go where the Pope is while he's in the States and wants to take communion. He said, when they give you that cracker, is it out of place to take your... What do you want to take?
Cheese.
Take cheese and put it on there. Yeah, I don't think
it is. No, and the priest hands it to you. Just spray some easy cheese on
it. Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that.
You can't?
I don't think you can do that.
I would.
I don't remember hearing that in Catholic school, Dan.
No, they never said that during First Communion.
I would not do that, Red Boy.
They never said, go ahead, you can put cheese on it.
No, I've never heard of that being done.
In fact, you know, because you get the option, right? I know you weren't raised Catholic, but you get the option of taking the host in your hand or your mouth.
Now you do.
Yes. If you're taking your hand, why? You still have to, you're gonna eat it, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes, but some people prefer to put it in.
To have the priest put it in your mouth.
You know what? Stop the music. Every time I've ever seen this on TV, or I've gone to mass.
How do you see it handed?
Directly into the priest, the mouth? Yes, lays it on the tongue of the person.
No, you get the option.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah, now you have the option.
Was it always that way?
No. No, it was not always that way. They changed it, I think, because somebody complained about
germs. And you have the option on the wine, too. You don't have to take the wine. You can pass that up.
I'd pass that up
because everybody drinks it.
Yeah, I never did it either.
We were never offered wine.
We're not actually in the Playhouse yet. Okay. Save that story.
Okay.
Where was it? Oh, yeah. Did I say Bernice is in heaven?
I don't know.
You are so kind, yeah.
I must have because I talked to Red Boy already. So all that's left is give it up for Bruce Lipris and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah!
You guys are the best. Listen to that applause. They love you.
So, yeah, I wonder if it would be out of place to just come in with the easy cheese already on your tongue, and the priest just lays the...
Wouldn't that be funny?
I think you have every right to do that. The priest would probably look at it.
I don't remember hearing anything against that in all the religious classes.
Oh, I remember.
I'm sure that's never come up to be addressed.
I remember being freaked out when I was getting ready for First Communion, because the nuns used to say, it's a sin to chew the host. You have to let it melt in your mouth.
I did not know that. It's a sin.
That's what they told us.
No, I wasn't told that. So it was...
Well, Sister Betty Jean was mean.
Well, that would mean it would be a lie, and she's a nun. They don't lie.
I think she lied. Okay. I think she lied a lot.
That's why you're out of the Catholic Church.
That's completely.
Because it did kind of dissolve if you let it just sit on your tongue long enough.
Never had one.
Yeah, it did.
Never had one. We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. 42 years ago, I went to Ballast Dental Care. Never gone anywhere else. Didn't want to go anywhere else. Remembered experiences before that weren't too good. I told you, when I grew up in Tennessee, our dentist, his first name was Merle, Dr. Merle, was an alcoholic.
Boy, there's a sign right there.
Yeah, there's your first clue. He was an alcoholic. And I mean a bad alcoholic. And they didn't wear masks then or have those gloves. So when he leaned over you, he smelled like a distillery. This guy always smelled like alcohol.
He was your doctor?
He's our dentist.
Oh, your dentist?
Oh, man.
He kept his tools in his mouth to keep it sanitized.
Well, he screwed some teeth up big time. Not in just our family, but everybody in town. There were only two dentists. He and a guy named Dr. Aches, Al Aches. He was the other guy. That was his name, Al Aches. I'm not making this up. He was in a little medical building with a chiropractor, and the chiropractor's name was Ernest, P-A-Y-N-E. The offices of Doctors Aches and Pain, and I am not making that up. That's a truth.
You know, because it was a smaller town, right? You know, they got together and go, let's go together.
This will be funny.
Too good to pass up.
Let me just drill on this molar a little.
But our dentist wasn't Dr. Aches. He was the other dentist in town, and he was a drunk. I'm sorry. Okay, Dan, do it. Go ahead. I got to admit, that's pretty. That's pretty good. Now, was that a recording of you in the dentist chair, or were you making that with your mouth?
No. It was all mouth sounds.
Yeah, that was all mouth sounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was good. So those days ended for me 42 years ago, and they'll end for you as well. If you hate going to the dentist, I'm telling you, I wouldn't lie to you about this. Make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. I've gotten emails from, well, over 18 years, a couple hundred people that have said, I never, ever, ever thought that going to the dentist would be like this. I just assumed any dentist was going to be a horrible experience. No, it's not. Make a point. They'd love to have you. Then I got to tell you, well, we're not taking any new patients, or well, we can get you in April. No. You tell them your AM and the PM. You'll get in there. You'll be glad you did. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Mr. Cleveland can't be with us. He has things that he thinks are more important than this show. So if he had been here, it'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app you want to download. I left here yesterday. I didn't leave here till about 6:30, 6:40, because I went across the hall and I ordered some food to take home because my wife just wanted a night off from cooking.
That's good.
I wanted to give her a little. Oh, wait a minute. Think of somebody else. But I did go over, so I sat and I waited for him to get the stuff ready to go. And by the time I got on the road headed west on 40, that sun is so blind. I cannot believe we don't have 100 wrecks at about 6:30 going west.
It is horrible. You can't see it.
Oh, my goodness. It was. I'm serious. I kept waiting for somebody to slam in the back of me or for me to hit somebody.
I used to think the first time I heard that, and we have
sunshine slowdown.
Yeah, sunshine slowdown. I'm like, what is that? And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa,
well,
that's what it is.
It exists. And in the morning, people headed downtown from the west going east have to hit it the other direction.
Yeah.
And there's not really much you can do about it. You pull the visor down, put your hand up, whatever. But boy, was it bright yesterday. It seemed exceptionally bright yesterday. I noticed in the paper, our paper, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, online, they had a video. I tried to play it. It wouldn't play, but I know what it was about. And it was an instructional video on how to properly set the table. And I got to tell you something. I didn't get to see it. I didn't watch it, but it's worth talking about for a second. I'll tell you why. I still in my life don't know. When I sit down to a table, I regularly have to, I did it just last week, go, is that little saucer bread plate, is that yours or is that mine? Is that water glass yours or is it mine? Is it the person to the right of me? I still don't know. I don't know which water glass is mine, yours, which little plate is yours. Two forks, sometimes they're the exact same size. How am I supposed to know which? And by the way, I don't need two forks. I can eat a salad and kind of have a fork that's pretty clean. I don't need a second fork.
And I think you're supposed to go just from the outside and work in. And everything is to the right. Like your water glass is to the right.
Is that bread plate on the right, mine?
Yeah, I think
so. You're listening to the former assistant manager at Sambo.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they set a pretty fancy thing.
Yeah, we did.
At Sambo's. So the knife and the forks and the I still don't. And I don't care. I don't even know. Why is that important?
I don't know either. I don't care either.
Is the fork on the left or the right?
It's on the right.
I'm left-handed.
Yeah, I know.
So, see, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Hey, it's a right-handed world, Frank.
I don't really think, you know what, of all the things in the world to be worried about, do we really have to have rules about where the fork is, or the little plate?
When you get up from the table, you're not supposed to lay your napkin up on the table anywhere. You're supposed to put it on your seat.
Well, I never do that. No. And there's if you really follow the rules, there's supposed to be a right way to place your utensils on the plate when you're finished.
Oh.
What, do you make an X out of them? Do you put them parallel? Who cares?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I try not to go to any establishments where all those rules go down.
Yeah.
I don't use them. I just stick my face in the plate and start eating.
Hear the laughter?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
The day the laughter died.
Somebody out there like
I know. Listen, I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't have any tattoos. I know it's a very common thing. I know some really pretty girls, and I look at them, and I go, why did you want to ruin yourself by tattooing your whole arm or your whole leg? You're a beautiful, beautiful girl. What the heck's wrong with you? And now we find out that there are tattoos people get, and they don't realize that something in the tattoo is a signal to gang members. How about this? It'd be kind of like saying something in public and you didn't. Oh, here's what it'd be like. It'd be like not knowing that the middle finger was something bad. Let's say you came over from another country and you put your middle finger up. Oh, I don't get it. I put my middle finger up and the guy shot me.
Yeah.
Well, there are certain colors and patterns and letters put together that mean something to the gang world. So you could be walking around with a tattoo and you could get shot because you didn't know that the tattoo you had said to the Crips, F you.
Oh, crap. I have a tattoo.
Does it say F you, Crip?
Yeah.
I it's kind of like the red and blue thing. Like, remember when some kids were told, don't wear a red or blue jacket?
Well, that's
stupid, isn't it?
That
you can't wear red or blue because those are gang colors. Isn't that stupid? They shouldn't have the kind of power to dictate stuff like that. Now, speaking of left-handed, I am left-handed. We've got a situation in Okema, Oklahoma. I don't know where that is. O-K-E-M-A-H. A four-year-old was, according to this story, forced by his teacher to write with his right hand, even though he's left-handed. And the kid was sent home with a letter. This is in 2015. This actually just happened, believe it or not.
In this country, I can't believe it.
In this country, sent home with a letter about how being left-handed is associated with evil and the devil.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to be kidding me.
I cannot believe that.
This kid's 4 years old. Oaks Elementary School in Okema, Oklahoma.
I'm guessing that lady got fired, that teacher?
Oh, I guarantee you she'll be fired. The mom kept the kid home after getting into it with the teacher over the kid being left-handed.
That's crazy.
And the mom, this little boy's mom, is also left-handed. And she said from picking things up to throwing things to batting to writing and coloring, you do it with him. He always uses his left hand. Now, until last week at homework time, and then his mom said, honey, why are you writing with your right hand? And is there anything, he said something about something the teacher said, and the kid then lifted his left hand at home and said, my teacher told me this hand is bad. So I would imagine, I would hope this teacher will be fired. I do remember a friend of my dad's, we were out in the yard, just like, pitching a ball, and this friend said to my dad, he said, no, he said, you gotta put a stop to that. You need to start making him throw with his right hand.
Oh, man.
I remember that. And my dad said, why? And he just said, you don't want him to be left-handed. Like, that's a horrible thing. And I don't know what the real number is. It's like 7% or something.
My mom's left-handed. But now, if a kid is left-handed, the dad's like, yes, because he wants him to be a professional pitcher.
Well, it also is supposed to mean that we're geniuses or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear. That's what I want to think, anyway. Got a robbery situation here last night in St. Louis. This was last night just before 11 o'clock. 32-year-old guy shot twice. He's going to make it. But he was in his car. He was at the intersection of Virginia Avenue and Osage Street. I don't know what that is. It's on the northern edge of Marquette Park. He's in the car, stopped. They said in the news story, guy walks up to the driver's side door and asks for a lighter. Not a light, but it says a lighter. And then another guy walks up to the passenger side door and pulls a gun and robs him. He hands over the money, and the guy on the right shoots him twice anyway. Now, two things. I don't keep my windows down in my car, so I don't know how, especially when I'm somewhere and I'm not, I'm not real familiar with the neighborhood. But anymore, you kind of got to be careful, I think, everywhere. So what were the windows? Why were they down? Why were the windows down? And if somebody approaches me, I'm not rolling my window down. And if the guy approaches me then on the right side, I'm sure not rolling it down, because I go, oh, we got two guys working together. So I don't understand this story. And here's what happens if you decide to do this to me. When I drive, there is a gun right next to me, loaded, and I can fire it in about 1 second. If you decide to come up to my windows, first of all, they won't be down, so you have to knock them out. I will kill both of you. I will kill the guy on the left because he's closest, and then I'll kill the guy on the right. Here's a case where somebody should have had a gun in the car, and we could have eliminated two scumbags from the face of the earth. Because they haven't arrested them, and here's the part I love the most. They have no suspects, but they describe one of the guys as a black man, mid-20s, dreadlocks, dark complexion. Most black men generally have dark complexion, and a hoodie. Good luck finding that guy. That fits the description of about 50,000, doesn't it?
Yes.
Dreadlocks, hoodie, mid-20s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good luck.
There's a guy on the phone all the way to the right that works here.
What does he want?
He wants to talk to you about
is he mad?
The left-handed thing. No.
Okay.
Not mad, I don't think.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show. He's now talking to the largest audience he's ever spoken to, John Carney.
Well, it never gets old.
It sure doesn't, does it? The Carney bashing never gets old. What can we do for you?
What's up there, Clint Eastwood?
What does that mean?
Well, with the gun. Shoot the guy on the right. I'm going to shoot the guy on the left.
Well, and that's exactly what should have happened.
Just a couple of bits of housekeeping. Number one, the fork goes on the left. The knife goes on the right. It's not that difficult.
Oh, he's the food. That's right. John is the food.
Oh, my goodness.
Fork goes on the left. Knife goes on the right. That because most people. Oh, wait. You said the fork goes on the left?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't even make sense then, since most people are right-handed. When this all was set up, it was a mistake. Doesn't it make sense you should put the fork on the right, since most people are right-handed?
Well,
what about the plate? What about that butter bread plate? Is mine the one on the left or the right?
I can't do everything for you.
No. Do you know the butter plate? Do you know which one is mine at the table? Is it?
No, I have no idea.
So you don't really know. You really don't know. You just wanted to get on this show so that people could be introduced to you because most people have never heard of you.
The Okima story that piqued my interest.
Are you left-handed?
I'm not. But my wife is left-handed, my ex-wife is left-handed, so I think there's something to that evil thing.
No. There's something to that genius thing, because they were both smart enough to get rid of you.
No, his wife now.
I'm speaking in the future.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking ahead.
Do you know something I don't?
No, of course not. Always nice to hear from you.
That's fine, because she keeps eating off my bread plate.
And by the way, for those who missed the Michael Flatley story that you had earlier today, and almost everybody did miss it because nobody listens, but it was really funny. It was very funny. So
I know that pains you to say, Frank.
It does. No, it doesn't pain me to say you have no audience, but it does pain me to say that was a great story. And for people who missed it, you missed a very, very funny story.
I'm glad you caught it because it may never happen again.
All right. Always a pleasure. The one and only John Carney, everybody. Thank you, John. He did tell the great Michael Flatley story today. And I kept waiting. I thought, is he ever going to be interesting or entertaining? And for years.
He finally did it?
Today he pulled it off.
Oh, wow. I knew he had it in him.
Oh, he did. Oh, man. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The joke is brought to you by Amini's. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's actually down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Copper top. Unusual building. Stands out. Doesn't look like anything else in the valley, and it shouldn't look like anything else on the outside, because on the inside, it's like nothing else. Not only nothing else in the valley, but nothing else in the St. Louis area. You'd have to go to Kansas City to find a store like it, because that's where the other Amini's is. They're in the middle of massive remodeling. It started in June, and it's still going. And I think a lot of people might be interested to know that they are using all union labor people, from the IBEW people to the union carpenters. Upstairs is a small part of Amini's, and it's over 12,000 square feet. That's a small part of the store. Not finished yet, but they already have over 1,000 lights on display, the Jaffe Lighting Collection, and they're not finished. And now they're filling the showroom floor with beautiful furniture, dining room, bedroom, living room, accent pieces. And I think you'd by now know about the game room stuff, the jukeboxes, the pinball, the arcade, and shuffleboard and foosball and all that, and the incredible, luxurious, beautiful rugs, handmade as well as machine-made. Go on in there and look at what they're doing. I thought the store was fine the way it was. Nope, apparently they want to make it even better and even more interesting. And very much, in fact, the majority, not all, but most of what they sell is made in America. They're very proud of what they do and the way they do it, and you are going to love this store and take the whole family in there. Because while you're looking at something that would bore the kids out of their minds, they don't mind at all. In fact, they want the kids to go play arcade games or pinball or something. Aminis. Nothing else like it. Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com. So you got three old men on a camping trip together, and they're sitting around the fire, and the topic of being scared comes up because they heard something, a noise, and one of the guys looks startled, and one of his friends says, "Which man, are you scared?" He said, "Nah, I'm not scared. I know what scared is, and I'll tell you what scared is. The most scared I've ever been in my life was, I was in the service. I jumped out of a plane, and the parachute didn't open." You talk about scared. "And then I go for the reserve chute, and it doesn't want to open. And at the last second, just before I'm splatted, it finally comes out. You talk about scared. You're plummeting to the earth at 140 miles an hour thinking you're going to die. That's scared." The second guy goes, "Well, I'll tell you something. The most scared I ever was, World War II. And Japanese soldier kind of got the jump on me. Caught me off guard before I can grab my rifle. I'm looking up there, and I'm looking down the barrel of his rifle right between my eyes. I'm watching him squeezing that trigger. I think, this is it for me. You talk about scared. Who was I scared? He squeezed that trigger. Click. Thank goodness that rifle malfunctioned. I grabbed it out of his hands. I took that rifle. I beat him to death with it. But I'm going to tell you something. You're looking down a barrel of a gun. That's scared, buddy. What about you, Al?"
The third guy says, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been scared. I've been scared bad, real bad. Like, I'll tell you what happened. It was a hunting trip. I went on a hunting trip years ago with some buddies. And they say, you want to go hunting for grizzly bears? I said, oh, I don't know. I've never done it. They said, oh, you'll love it. We'll tell you everything you need to know. And so we had all the, you know, all the right guns and all the right gear. And we're out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden, I look up, and I can't believe what I'm looking at. It looked like it was 12 feet tall, standing up on his hind legs, a big grizzly bear. I got so nervous, I tripped, I dropped my gun. And there I am, laying there on the ground, and I look up and up above me, and then I hear, I pooped in my pants.
His friend says, "Well, I guess you did. Who wouldn't poop in their pants? The big grizzly bear standing on him." He says,
"No, I mean just now when I went, oh!"
Let's check traffic right now. Go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
And this report is brought to you by Accountemps. They know that money talks, but how often do they talk about it? Join Accountemps on Twitter at hashtag the right range to join the conversation on salaries. A Robert Half company. Well, I'm looking. They still have that stalled tractor trailer on eastbound 70 just after Salisbury. The right lane is blocked. Well, you have a jam up that goes to about Shreve. And then we've got a crash now on eastbound Highway 40 at Timberlake Manor. They have moved that off to the right shoulder. Things are slow from Chesterfield Parkway West up to Timberlake, and then you're slow again from 141 through Mason and a couple slow areas as you make your way east from Clayton Warson into Big Bend, and that's baseball and hockey traffic coming in. We had that accident on westbound 270 at 367. That has been cleared, but eastbound drivers, you're still slowing from right around 370 Missouri Bottom all the way out in pockets to Highway 367. You're still heavy on eastbound 40 downtown from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. We're looking at southbound 270 stop-and-go areas between Page down through Doherty Ferry and westbound 44. That's running pretty slow now from Lindbergh out through the Merrimack River Bridge. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant-wich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clog gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
There's a highly addictive substance out there that may already be threatening your health. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. It's in a shocking amount of the food we eat, and research indicates that it can be just as addictive as cocaine. What is it? It's sugar. And those cravings you have are dangerous symptoms of just how addictive sugar really can be. But finally, there's a new discovery that's scientifically formulated to actually combat sugar cravings. It's called Nubiotics. And right now, they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls the following number. 1-800-500-0416. But hurry, supplies are limited. Don't let your sugar cravings put your health at risk. With Nubiotics, you can break free from sugar cravings the healthy and natural way. But hurry while they're still giving it away for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-0416. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-500-0416. 1-800-500-0416.
When you own a business, you want the best of the best on your team, which is why you should interview a Regions business banker. Seriously, put on your game face and don't throw us any softball questions either. Ask, what feedback do you get about your responsiveness and personal service? How will you position yourself as a trusted extension of my management team? Tell me how you've worked with clients like me to achieve their financial goals. What makes you different from other bankers? Tell me how Regions is known for customer service. We'll have some compelling answers for you. We'll also be happy to tell you about our award-winning customer service. But the proof is in getting to know us. Finally, please don't be surprised when we have a few questions to ask you about your business. Give a Regions banker the opportunity to really wow you. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into 5 locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com.
On Tuesday nights, Stefanina's is your home for 29-cent raviolis, available at all locations. Dine in only.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Oh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce, and that's all.
I wish I could get sick more often, especially during flu season.
No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything.
Why do I have so much energy? Why?
Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today to get started on your path to the healthiest version of you. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
Hi, it's Martin Kilcoyne. Join Randy Naughton and me for a live broadcast from the Museum of Transportation this Thursday, September 24th, from 10 until 1. This nationally acclaimed museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world, located on Barrett Station Road, just south of Doherty Ferry. The Museum of Transportation is a must-see. It's the Martin Kilcoyne Show on the road this Thursday from the Museum of Transportation.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
The Scottish are taking over Chesterfield. It's the 2015 Scottish Games and Cultural Festival. Hi, it's John Carney. Join me as we broadcast live from Spirit of St. Louis Airport, Friday, September 25th from 1 till 3. Featuring more than 150 athletes from around the world and enough bagpipes to flip your kilt. Birds of Prey, Scottish and American food, music, ale, and much more. It's a live Carney Show broadcast Friday the 25th at the Scottish Games and Cultural Festival in Chesterfield.
You gotta be!
Are you in the market to buy a new home or refinance that existing mortgage? Are you working with a banker or a broker? Do you know the difference? A banker has access to limited guidelines and programs. They also have higher overhead, which means higher rates and higher fees. As a broker, we have access to unlimited programs and guidelines, and we deal with wholesale direct pricing, which means lower rates and lower costs. Do you know what my lender fees are? Nothing. Give me a call today. I'm Mike Galani, president of Boardwalk Lending, at
636-536-6700. We got to jump right in because we are running a little bit late. I want to get right out to Southern California because, like you, I can't wait to hear what this guy has to say. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Mondays with only a couple of rare exceptions. Gift cards are always a good idea. Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. And now here is Mike Evans.
That's right on you.
Jump right on in there, mister.
Don't have much time on my bed.
Jump right in.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who does not drink alcohol. Ryan Seacrest. Kim Kardashian. Ellen DeGeneres. Sandra Bullock. Answer in a minute. Honest nugget of the day, Susan Sarandon predicting that she wouldn't be surprised if the Pope was assassinated while in New York.
Oh, what a ridiculous thing.
What in the world? I mean, I saw that and it's like, you got to be kidding. Why would she even say such
a thing? Yeah, exactly.
Second biggest story, check it out. Pennsylvania District Attorney says that there is a loophole that will allow him to criminally charge Bill Cosby with rape despite the statute's limitations. Six of the alleged rapes happened in Pennsylvania.
You know it's up to 50 women now?
I know. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
Multiple New York Post headlines, all the same theme, as we have now gone 360 degrees, and the whole story has completely made a comeback and has come back from the beginning. Here we go. All of these headlines on disgraced perv Anthony Weiner. It all started 18 months ago when we learned that Anthony Weiner was sending naked photographs of himself to women he didn't know on the Internet. New York Post headline screams, wiener exposed.
No, that's perfect.
2 months later, he is fired from his top government job. New York Post headline screams, wieners rise and fall. In March, he gets a new job from the private sector, a very difficult, long-hour public relation job. New York Post headline screams, wiener now working stiff.
Oh, these are good. These are good.
And then just last Friday, word that he had lost the private sector position.
Oh, no.
Fired from the PR company.
No.
New York Post headline screams, wiener unable to stay at firm. There you go. Odds and Ends newly discovered Amy Winehouse diary shows that she was obsessed with dying at the age of 27, writing in her diary, quote, I am no better than The Doors' Jim Morrison, The Rolling Stones' Brian Jones, Janis Joplin, or Kurt Cobain, and I'm scared that I'll die at 27 just like they all died at 27, end quote. For the record, Amy Winehouse died at 27 years, 10 months, 44 days.
Oh, wow.
Lady Gaga. And Miley Cyrus will sing on the Academy Awards show.
I can't wait.
And there's a rumor they also will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl 50, San Francisco, in February.
Hey, what do you think her friends call? I'm serious. Lady Gaga, like if they call on the phone and they go, hey, hey, lady. Do they call
her? No, they call, hey, Ga.
Ga.
Did you see her on the Emmys? She looked pretty good.
She looked pretty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, Ga.
Don't forget tonight, ABC, The Muppets. And it's a very different Muppet show than you've ever seen before. They have a regular life. They're out dating and they're doing things. It's very odd, very good. Also a little risque. I think you're going to like it. ABC tonight, the debut of the new Muppets.
It's not easy being green.
What the hell happened there?
Oh, my goodness.
It was Kermit. I'm Kermit the Frog.
He wanted to pee on your report once before you were done.
I wanted to ruin your report.
You did a great job on that. You got warts on my penis after that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Good grief.
Dayton history. Happy birthday to an old buddy who was a manager of the L.A. Dodgers when I traveled with them for 4 years, Tommy Lasorda, 88 today. How much time do I have?
None.
Oh, dang, I haven't had a great Tommy Lasorda story. No time for it?
No, I'm sorry.
And finally.
He's being a gentleman about it.
Yes, he is.
For tomorrow. That's good.
Name the name of the celebrity who does not drink alcohol. Ryan Seacrest, Kim Kardashian, Ellen DeGeneres, Sandra Bullock.
I'll go Sandra Bullock.
Seacrest.
I'll also go Seacrest.
Answer is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Wow. Mike Evans, sir.
That is a shocker.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans. Taking it on, I think, well, that we're a little short on time. And brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Please try the potato pancakes and bacon. Unbelievable. And I don't even like bread pudding except at Annie Gunn's. And here's something I don't even like, and I love theirs. That's how they do things at Annie Gunn's. Gift cards, always a good idea. Please remember, folks, the First Community Credit Union wants to give you $100, and all you have to do to get it is do something good for yourself, and that's move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. That's it. Give you $100. And there's a very good chance you're going to get a lower rate, which means a lower car payment. So now you have very possibly a lower car payment and certainly $100. Now, any place that would do that might be a great place to do all your banking, and it is. That's where I've done all my banking for. I'm guessing, I'm not good at this, 7-8 years now, and they are the exclusive and only sponsors of the Yard Sale, a show that was not on this last Saturday, but will be back again this coming Saturday, which is the 20-something.
Six,
thank you. 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. It is a terrific place to bank for all kinds of reasons. Please stop in, get some fresh popcorn, ask questions, get some information, some literature, or just go online to their website. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations and growing and growing and growing, and for good reason. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy afternoon with accidents, and it still continues. We've got a new crash on eastbound 70 midway between the Earth City Expressway and Highway 270. It was up against the left median wall, and emergency vehicles going to have the left lane blocked, so look for delays coming off the Blanchet Bridge. Further east at Salisbury, you've got a stall tractor trailer. Two right lanes are blocked, and your jam up goes to West Florissant. You're looking better toward the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 4064. It's heavy a little east of Union Station. Westbound 44 is still slowing from southwest out through the Murdoch Overpass. They have Berry Road shut down near Lockwood due to a gas main break, so follow the detour signs there. Also on southbound 270, we're a little bit better now from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 40, you're still going to find some slow areas of a little east of Highway 270 all the way into Big Bend with the baseball traffic. This report brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant-wich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood store, 9000 Watson Road. Bring your measurements for the lowest prices of the year during the two-day sales at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A new movie theater is opening in Paisdale. Why the new development is about a lot more than checking out the latest film.
Emergency repairs near the Poplar Street Bridge. How IDOT is handling the project and the traffic that will be impacted.
A controversial proposal floated by a well-known criminologist. What he's saying and the reaction it's receiving.
First on Fox, should some of the money used to fight fires in the city of St. Louis be used to fight crime instead?
That is the suggestion of a criminologist who told St. Louis aldermen that firefighters should also be used to help police walk the streets. Fox News' Paul Shankman is live at the Peabody News Bureau with a proposal that is sure to have people talking. Paul?
Yeah, right now that proposal is just one of several suggestions being offered to members.